Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues affecting Missouri's capital and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, Missouri Republicans held county caucuses this weekend, all as presidential candidates campaigned across the state, but the results didn't give any specific delegates to any of the candidates. What's more, the caucuses come after Missouri held a non-binding primary in February, meaning that amounted to basically a public opinion poll. So how is Missouri affecting the presidential race, if at all? Where do we go from here? What exactly is going on? Joining me to talk about this is Marvin Overby, a political science professor at the University of Missouri. Professor Overby, thank you very much for joining me.
It's my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Well, can you answer that question for me? What exactly happened
exactly
this weekend?
Going on? It's a complicated story and situation. It's one that's dragged on for several months, as you know, and it results from the inability of the Republican legislature and the Democratic governor to come to terms about exactly how the primary should be handled and when. And so Missouri legislature, in response to the Republican National Party putting in place rules to try to keep the front loading of the primary season to a minimum, the Missouri legislature was unable to pass a law and get it approved by the governor that would move the Missouri primary back in time, right, later in the year. As a result of that, the primary that we held in February was just a beauty contest, right? And no delegates were at stake because that would have violated Republican national rules and would have cost the state delegates at the Tampa convention.
Is that kind of unprecedented?
It's unusual to put it mildly. But both parties have been dealing with this, right? As states around the country have tried to move their primaries and caucuses earlier in the process to have a greater effect on it. Both the Democrats back in 2008 and the Republicans this year have been frantically trying to stop that process so that we're not doing some of this at Christmas, right, in the preceding year. But it's unusual to have a situation like you had in Missouri where you have a primary that's non-binding. It's just a beauty contest, and then have a subsequent caucus system. And the caucus system in this state is, I think, particularly problematic because it's so complicated.
So what exactly happened this weekend? When Republicans came out and caucused on Saturday morning, what were they doing, basically? Where were they? If they weren't assigning any specific delegates to a candidate, what were they voting on, basically?
Well, in some places, as you know, all hell broke loose, right? They had to bring in a police helicopter, I'm told, in one of the St. Louis suburbs.
That was St. Charles County.
St. Charles, that's exactly right. It's a situation where we haven't had caucuses in Missouri since 1996. So to a certain extent, this is predictable, right? You have a situation that the party had to deal with on a fairly short notice, not something we've done for a number of years, and just unsure exactly what to expect. And so you get chaos in some places, bordering on violence in other places. And all of that trying to affect only the first stage in what's going to be a three-step process for selecting convention delegates.
And what are those three steps?
Well, this week, right, and it wasn't just Saturday, right? It started last Tuesday, and it's going to go on, I think, through next Saturday with certain counties deciding they wanted to push the caucuses back because of conflict with St. Patrick's Day, among other things. It's a lengthy process at the county level. But this first step is to choose essentially representatives to go from these county-level caucuses to the congressional district caucuses in April.
Now, who are those representatives usually? Are they state legislators from the area or local leaders? Can it be anyone?
Party activists, right, affiliated with one of the other candidates. And that's why you saw in places like Boone County, the Paul people did so well. They have a campaign that's essentially set up to not so much contest primaries as to contest caucuses.
So after this next weekend,
right,
all of those delegates will then go to a state convention?
They'll go to congressional district
congressional
caucuses.
Congressional districts, okay.
Right, in the eight newly drawn congressional districts in April. And at that level, then you'll begin to see for the first time convention delegates being selected. If memory serves, Missouri has 52 delegates to the national convention. Three of those are superdelegates.
That's right.
They're party officials. Yeah. So 49 are going to be selected by this caucus system. I believe I'm correct in saying 24 are going to be chosen at the congressional district caucuses in April, and then the remaining 25 are going to be chosen at the state convention in early June in Springfield.
Now, are we going to be seeing then all of these candidates returning back to Missouri to keep on campaign to try and get those delegates? Or do you think by that time we'll probably have a pretty solid knowledge of who's going to be the Republican nominee?
That's an interesting question, Scott, and one I haven't thought of. I'm not sure what we're going to see. Part of it is going to depend upon what the outcomes of these county caucuses were like, and we don't have a good sense of that, right? Because there was not a there was no straw poll taken. The Republican state party can't tell us who won this week. We just don't know.
Because all the so all those delegates from this past weekend are affiliated in some way with one of the candidates.
That's right.
Still in the race.
That's right. Well, they claim to be affiliated. And the better organized campaigns, like the Paul campaign, like the Romney campaign, they came into as many of these county caucuses as they could with slates of delegates already selected with a candidate to be the person to chair the caucus. And the well-organized campaigns then elected that slate of delegates to go on to the next level.
So then kind of explain to me then, what is the importance of Missouri in this entire national primary system of trying to get a nominee out of the Republican Party? Is Missouri playing a huge part at all?
Not a huge part. Missouri is sort of your typical American state, as I like to remind my students. We are America shrink-wrapped. We're the southernmost northern state, the northernmost southern state, the easternmost western state, the westernmost eastern state. On most measures, demographic measures, Missouri is somewhere between 20th and 30th of all the states. That makes Missouri a bellwether state in the sense of what plays here in Missouri is going to tend to play well nationally. Missouri is going to reflect well what's happening in the nation. And so I think candidates would like to do well here in Missouri because we're America in miniature, right? You've got your East Coast around St. Louis. You've got your West Coast around Kansas City. You've got a lot of heartland in the middle. You've got northern plains in the northern part of the state. You've got the south down in the Ozark part of the state. It is a place where you should, if you do well in Missouri, you should be able to do well nationally.
Professor Overby, thank you very much for joining me. I've been joined by MU political science professor Marvin Overby. Marvin, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
This week's final note, Rush Limbaugh remains a controversial figure in Missouri. State House Speaker Stephen Tilley says he's sticking behind his decision to put up a bust of the conservative talk show host in the state capitol, even after Limbaugh's controversial comments about a Georgetown University student. In response on Monday, the state chapter of the National Organization for Women came up with the slogan, Flush Rush, and gave Tilley a gift, rolls of toilet paper. Tilley, undeterred, said he'll donate the teepee to charity. Well, for all your latest political news and more, go to our website, that's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.